Well, we are turning another calendar page. Welcome to March 2018. Fred, how are you? It is Joey Kroll on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. So good to see you. So good to spend some time here with you on this first day of March. I'll tell you what, we're just flying by. I know I say this every month when we are into a new month, but man, we're just flying by. We really are. So here we are. It's already March, and by the way, the March edition of Prime Lifetime's already out, so be sure to get your copy today. In fact, you can get more details at primelifetimes.com, and there's a place where you can pick up your free copy, several places in Champaign. Just picked up Yoder's Kitchen in Arthur, and they're at the Atwood Market in Atwood, Illinois. So lots of different places. Danville, Fisher, Gibson City, Gifford, Hoopston, Mahomet, Monticello. Yeah, you can find where you can pick up your free copy of the Prime Lifetimes at our website, primelifetimes.com. Yeah, the March edition out already. Did you have yourself a good week here so far? Yeah, this past weekend, my wife and I, Aubrey and I, we went to Columbus, Ohio, went to go see the Chicago Blackhawks play against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and great game, but horrible result. I mean, because we lost. So, yeah, Blackhawks not doing so well this year. So we've been having to lean on the Lord a little bit more for our comfort. That's for sure. And went down to Southern Illinois, got back actually late last night. So to be here with you today. So appreciate your fellowship today. Hey, we are getting ready, by the way, to head on over to the Creation Museum and see the Ark Encounter. It's all part of our bus trip that's going to be taking place Saturday and Sunday, May 19th and 20th. We did something like this a couple of years ago. We're going to do it yet again. Now, it's near, just right outside of Cincinnati in Florence, Kentucky. And the cost is about $180. That includes your bus ticket, nice hotel accommodations, your tickets into both the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter as well. So if you're interested for our bus trip to the Creation Museum and to the Ark Encounter, again, Saturday and Sunday, May 19th and 20th, just visit our website at greatnewsradio.org. Hey, got a wonderful, wonderful program in store for you today. We are going to be talking about everyone's favorite subject, how to love your enemies. Yes, everyone just waits to find ways to do that, I'm sure. But no, we're going to follow Jesus' commands from the book of Matthew, and we're going to talk about how to love our enemies. We're going to talk about that here just momentarily, right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. So I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down.
I can sing of your love.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs.
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Well, last month, about a couple weeks ago, we celebrated Valentine's Day, and a guy wrote to his ex-fiance. He says, "My dearest Susan, sweetie of my heart, I've been so desolate ever since I broke off our engagement, simply devastated. Won't you please come back to me? You hold a special place in my heart that no other woman could fill. Come on. I can never marry another woman quite like you. I need you so much. Won't you forgive me and let us make a new beginning? I love you so. Yours truly, John. P.S. Congratulations on winning the lottery." Oh, I love that. You know, it is... It's easy to love those who are lovable. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's easy to love those who love you back. I mean, really. But today we're going to be talking about loving your enemies. Because our natural response is to not love our enemies. I mean, really. Avoid our enemies. Badmouth our enemies. I mean, the natural response, left to our own accord, left to our own flesh, our natural response is to hate our enemies. But Jesus holds us to a different standard, doesn't he? So if you have your Bible, if you're able to, if you're driving, don't worry about it, I'll read it to you. Turn, if you would, to Matthew chapter 5 and pick up in verse 43. And we're going to be talking about loving our enemies today. Loving our enemies. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." So Jesus tells us to love our enemies. Love them. An enemy could be an unfriendly opponent. An enemy can be someone who hates us, seeks to harm us, causes trouble. Maybe someone who had wronged us. But let me tell you something. If you are a faithful follower of Christ, I'm talking about a faithful follower. I'm not talking about someone who calls themselves a Christian. No, I'm talking about a faithful follower of Christ. You will have enemies, period. You will. Jesus said in John 15:18, he says, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. But if you were of the world will love you as its own. But because you are not of this world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." I mean, that's to be expected. An enemy could be someone who has a difference of opinion. It's unfortunate that churches get into fights because of differences of opinion. The color of the walls and what color the pews ought to be. And the pastor needs to wear a suit. And, you know, all of that stuff, that happens. There's that conflict. There's differences in opinion that can cause people to be enemies. An enemy could be someone you share a house with. An enemy could be that stranger in traffic, or a rude customer in your store, an unfriendly clerk where you shop, a neighbor who is hard to live by. It could be your ex-spouse's new mate. It could be your ex-spouse. Your enemy could be a boss who treated you unfairly, an employee who accused you, a teacher who seemed to have it out for you, or a student who made your classroom difficult. An enemy could be the other woman or the other man. The enemy could be the person who stole your childhood through abuse or neglect. Whatever it is we're talking about today, Jesus saying, love your enemies. Because most of the world operates by a simple premise: love those who love you. Let me tell you something. The kingdom of God does not operate like that. Jesus called us to love those who feel animosity and even hatred towards us. So how do we do that? How do we do the unthinkable? How do we do the most hardest thing is to rise above that and love somebody who we just naturally just want to be a non-Christian towards. You with me? Well, Jesus tells us how to do it in Luke chapter 6. This is Luke's account of the same account that Jesus is talking about loving our enemies. In Luke chapter 6, verse 27, he says, But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. He tells us to do good to them. In fact, in the Old Testament in Exodus 23, the Bible says that if you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey, that you are commanded to bring that ox or donkey back to your enemy. You shall rescue it. Exodus 23, 6 and 7, you can look that up. Many of us know the story of the Good Samaritan. There was a man from Jerusalem who fell into the hands of thieves, and two spiritual leaders walked by. In fact, one of them walked onto the other side, and the Samaritan stopped and helped this Jew out. Now, if you know anything about the relationship between Jews and Samaritans, you know it's they were enemies. And the Samaritan stopped and helped this Jewish man, bandaged up his wounds, brought him to an inn, and paid for his bill. The Bible says, do good to your enemies, which means you got to avoid doing bad to them. Really. Really. Do good. Larry Nassar has been in the news for the last several weeks. He was the U.S. doctor. He was a doctor for the U.S. gymnastics team. And there was tons of accusations of, I think last check, I think there was about 250 accusations that he assaulted and molested young girls. And he was recently in court, and one of the fathers of one of the young girls was in court and stood up. And this father said, Judge, may I please have 5 minutes alone with Larry Nassar? Just me and him alone in a locked room. And the judge said something to the extent, well, that's not how we operate according to civil law. And the dad got angry. He says, no, just give me 1 minute with Larry Nassar. That's all I need. I just need 1 minute. 1 minute. He started racing towards, and he got tackled by the bailiff and the security and the police. And every dad knows exactly what that father was thinking, how he was feeling. I can identify with those emotions. I can see myself getting frustrated and angry and wanting 30 seconds with that person. Because I'm a dad too. And let me tell you something, dear friend. The kingdom of God does not operate like that. God said in Romans 12:19, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. The Bible says, do good. Do good. And another way of loving our enemies is to bless them. Is to bless them. In Luke chapter 6, verse 28, Jesus says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. Bless those who curse you. It means that we must speak well of those who speak ill of us. Now, that's a hard one to do. That's a hard one to do. In other words, you and I need to avoid speaking ill and venom towards and about another person. Romans 12:14 says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. See, let me tell you something. In your heart, the more you and I, the more we speak ill of somebody and speak cursings about them. See, the more and more we talk about what they had done and speak ill of them, the more and more we live there and more we stay there. I have a family member who got divorced about 3 decades ago. And they still talk about their ex-spouse like it just happened last week. And Jesus challenges us on how to love our enemies. He tells us to pray for them. Luke chapter 6, verse 27, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you." Pray for them. Let me tell you something. It's hard to hate somebody that you're praying for. So friend, this is a tough challenge for you and me today, but I encourage you. Think of that person. Jesus says, do good unto them, bless them, and pray for them. So as we are talking about loving our enemies, I'm sure God has put somebody on your heart. I encourage you to find ways to pray for them this week. I encourage you to find some ways to avoid speaking ill of them this week. And I encourage you to find ways to do good and avoid doing bad unto them today. Pray and love your enemies.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me, lead me to the cross. And tried, human. The Word became flesh, bore my sin and death. Now you're risen, and everything I once held dear, I can. Cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me, lead me to the cross. Lord, I lay me down.
talk about a beautiful, beautiful song. That's Daniel Kirkley and Lead Me to the Cross. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio on this first day of March 2018. You can always drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, tomorrow morning, it's going to be you and me yet again, 2 days in a row. How about that? You are stuck with me for yet another day tomorrow. Mark Burns is at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention this week. Jason has tomorrow off, so you and me get to fellowship yet again in the name of our great Lord. That's coming up tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.